Toronto Metropolitan University, the university formerly known as Ryerson, is the object of a lawsuit by a Jewish student who says that the atmosphere on campus has become toxic for Jews. David Rosenfeld is representing this individual and joins us right now. Nice to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Can you give me, a picture of what it is you will argue on behalf of your client, but in some of your client's experiences that would allow you to marshal the argument that the campus is toxic?
Sure. This claim is about the environment at TMU following October 7th. It's a terrible environment for Nikki, the plaintiff, and other Jewish students and faculty members at TMU. This is from facing the continual chants, posters, and graffiti on campus calling for and celebrating violence against Jews in Israel and elsewhere, to being threatened and intimidated on campus and rallies, to the calling for Zionists, or otherwise known as Jews, to be removed from the school. TMU appears to at least state that it prides itself on diversity, inclusion, and the well-being and dignity of all community members, and has detailed policies prohibiting intimidating, offensive, demeaning, threatening, and unwanted conduct. They seem to have an entire webpage devoted to microaggressions, yet the administration doesn't appear willing or maybe able to prevent or sanction the explicit calling for and celebration of violence against Jews when those chants and calls happen on campus. And so it appears these statements are somewhat token and are not actually applied to conduct involving Jewish students.
So I'm guessing the legal mechanism, if we can call it that, of this lawsuit is that the university is failing to protect the integrity or safety of individual students.
I guess that's an ultimate end to it, but I think this is more simple than that, which is TMU has policies and procedures in place that prohibit the conduct that is being complained of, but it's just simply not applying them. And so when you apply and enroll in school, the university provides you an education, you agree to be bound by certain rules and codes of conduct, and that's simply not being enforced at TMU with respect to conduct involving Jewish students.
And you must be, and also the plaintiff, differentiating between what might be construed as legitimate criticism, for example, of the Israeli military forces or Israeli policy, as opposed to people just being out and out anti-Semitic.
Yes, and I think from Nikki's perspective, it's about words, and words matter. You can have disagreements and make political statements about all sorts of things in a manner that is respectful and articulate. You can have rallies and seek whatever political change you may want, but the words matter, and how you say it and the actions that you take to project that matter. You can do that in a way that is not anti-Semitic, that is not calling for violence against Jews or a particular group.
Do you expect this to end up in court, or is the hope that Toronto Metropolitan University makes some changes just based on the complaint in the first place?
Yeah, I can't speak to where this is going. That's up to TMU. But I can tell you that one of the primary goals of the claim is to affect change. And it's to affect change at the university with respect to Jewish students. Otherwise, I don't know why any Jewish student would want to go to this university.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your time.
David Rosenfeld is a partner at Kosky Minsky LLP, and he's taken on the case of a student at TMU named Nicole Sverzas, and that's a $1.3 million lawsuit claiming TMU has failed to enforce nearly a dozen university policies that commit to the health and well-being of students by enshrining the values of equity, diversity, respect, inclusion, and dignity. And I don't know, it's, you know, York, TMU, Concordia, there's just this handful of universities where there's always some degree of chaos prevailing.